Also, big news this morning.
Well, we hit a hot button. We've got people responding to our takeaway question. When gas reaches $5 a gallon, I will no longer feel disconnected from the rest of the world. Maybe gas in the U.S. was too cheap to begin with. This is all a rude wake-up call.
Or Evelyn says, when gas reaches $5 a gallon, I will no longer assume my overtime earnings from 15-hour days will be able to go into savings. Oh, wait a second, she says. That's already true.
Thanks, Evelyn.
And this is not going to make either one of them very happy. Futures, Bangkok, Thailand today, oil futures, $130 a
new record.
Barrel.
Another day, another record.
Probably no surprise when you go to the gas station these days that it is costing a lot more, and probably you're not paying nearly as much, perhaps, as Chicagoans, because they're lucky to find $4 a gallon. Lucky to find that. They're paying some of the highest prices, big city gas prices in the country. Prices only going up in recent weeks. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding hearings on the subject later this day. Be on the watch for the words gouging from them. But we're going to take a look. We're going to do two things here. We're going to take a look at what's happening on the ground, then we're going to look at the big picture. But on the ground, at the front line of the rapidly rising prices, Samer Khatib owns four Chicago gas stations. One of your stations, Samer, charges $4.39 per gallon. That can't be making your customers happy. What are they saying?
Well, everybody complain about the gas price. They say it's too high. And people, they don't fill up their car anymore. They buy like $10. $10 doesn't fill them anything, like 2 gallons. It doesn't work with them. And everybody fill up his car, like put gas in his car, just a little bit to drive.
Now, wait a second, though. The oil companies have been reporting record profits, and many people probably think you're making a whole lot of money, too, but you say you're not. Explain to us why not.
Oh, you know, the gas price is not controlled by the dealer, like by the owner of the gas station. The gas price is controlled by the jobber, the wholesaler. They send us the price every day by the fax or by the email. So according to their price, we put our price 2 or 3 cents above the market. But
so you're saying that you make 2 or 3 cents on every gallon that you sell?
Yes, that's what we do. So before, when the gallon price it goes to $1, if I make 2 cents, that means I'm making 2%. But now it's $4.39. I'm making 2 cents. The percentage went down, way down.
Why is it? Very quickly explain, why is it that you have four gas stations, but not the prices are not the same at each one of your gas stations? Why is that?
You know, the station which one has a high price, it's because most people, they pay by the credit card. Like 90% of our customer, they pay us by the credit card. And the credit card, they charge us 2.9% plus 18 cents per transaction.
For every transaction, so therefore you're already only making a couple of cents on the gallon, and then the credit card charges eat into that. Now, this has really been affecting your life, because at the end of the day, you're really only making money on cigarettes and snacks and drinks, and people, you say, are buying less of that. And so what has that meant for your life? You have four kids and a wife.
Yes, I do. I have four kids. I have my wife. You know, the best way for us now, I am cutting all my expenses at my business, and even my wife, I told her to cut the expenses here. You know, everybody like me, even my customer, I have the old people who retired, and I have the young customer, they cut their going out. You know, everybody like to go out, but everybody cut it down.
If everyone is feeling the pain. Samer Khatib, coming to us from Chicago, the owner of four gas stations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. And so what's really going on here? How is this all?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.